This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And with us right now on PMP Network is Elise Horn. She plays Dana Plato in the upcoming After Different Strokes mini movie that will be airing tomorrow night at Fox at 9 o'clock. And quite a new adventure for you. You get to play Dana Plato.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you did a lot of research into the subject.
Yes, I did. I researched the jeebers out of it. Can I say that?
The jeebers? I think. Hold on, let me check with the department here. Can we use jeebers? They said sure. They never heard the
sure?
word.
Okay, it's a go then.
No problem.
We I researched it to death. I had several tapes, several audio tapes, several pages of just information. Todd was a consultant. I got to speak with him some. A lot of work.
Yeah,
a lot of work.
Todd Bridges is one of the coolest guys.
Very cool guy.
Talked to him on the phone. I remember, you know, he had told me about all these things he went through. He said he wasn't going to go through them again. But then he had another episode. And the last time we spoke, he really had seemed to get everything together. He got married, had a family, and seemed to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, have you met or talked to Gary Coleman at all? Or?
No, Gary, he chose not to be a part of the film. And so I did not get to meet with him. And I haven't heard or seen anything about him, really. Actually, I believe he sent Dion, who is, I don't know if he's still his manager, but he was his manager at one point, and he was a consultant for the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So you actually got to meet Todd Bridges, though?
Absolutely. He was hands-on. He was right there. Great guy.
Yeah. What did he think about the whole movie? I mean, did he have input into the way it was done? And...
Yeah. Well, he was on set. He plays a small role in the film. And his wife and his son are in the film as well. And there were a couple times, it was funny, at one point we were shooting a scene with Corey, who plays Todd in the movie, and I was like, this has got to be so surreal for you to sit here and watch this be done, and this guy play you, you know, and you're right there. And he's like, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Hmm.
We're doing a scene, and I looked at him, and I said, you got to be kidding me, did that really happen? And it was a scene where, you know, Corey gets pulled over, and, you know, these cops are harassing him because... I guess at one point Todd's Porsche broke down, and he was pushing it, and they accused him of stealing it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's got to be kind of crazy.
And
it's got to be even crazy for, you know, Todd, when I walk up and I'm talking to him, and then I said, you know, I'm asking him about Dana, and, you know, it hit me all of a sudden that this was his friend, you know, and this
right.
is someone he knows, and it's not me, you know. And that's a tricky part with these kind of roles, because there's really not a lot of room for creativity.
Did Todd say anything to you about your resemblance or the way you acted?
He said I looked a lot like her, yeah.
Yeah.
When he saw me, too, I was made up. I was doing one of the scenes. But he's like, he told me, he's like, she's a really great actress, and he said, and she's a really nice person.
You know, I had Dana on the show. We talked about a movie that she did called Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that came up at all in this movie.
Yeah, there is a small scene, and it's just shot in a swimming pool, which is, I guess, part of that movie was shot in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they show us, and then I have a voiceover. I narrate the movie. So I have a voiceover talking about getting the lead in the film, thinking that it was going to be a big, huge film, and it actually ended up being softcore, or, you know, actually almost porn.
Yeah, it was directed video, too.
Yeah.
So it was really not much to... But it was a comeback for her, and when I talked to her, she was very enthusiastic about the project.
Yeah.
And I
she's a bit, she really... really believed in life, which makes the whole story even more sad, you know, such a tragedy.
Yeah, it really was. But the tragedy and everything else and the positives are all accentuated, I assume, in this movie.
Yes, they are, absolutely. And, I think a lot of things, too. We have a good group of people that are working on the film that you can do a role like this and you can make it, you know, look kind of, I think you have a choice, but I think everyone that's working on this film, it's like we got so close, and this is someone's life, you know, it's not a role that, let's see how grungy I can make it, or how, you know, horrible we can make this look, because that's not the case. Dana, Todd, Gary, none of them are, like, exclusive people that they were, like, sought out, and, oh, this happened because they're a celebrity. This kind of stuff happens to people that, you know, live in an apartment right down the road from me,
hmm.
And people don't realize that.
And most of the people I interview on the show have like a huge resume of movies and TV shows and everything else. You're pretty new to this business.
I've been in LA 2 years. I've worked on a lot of shows, Malcolm in the Middle, stuff like that. A lot of Fox shows, actually.
What'd you do on Malcolm in the Middle?
I played Tanya. I was played the older son's girlfriend, Southern girlfriend. I talked with a Southern dialect.
That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah, it's an awesome show.
We've interviewed the whole cast pretty much of that show.
Yeah, and I just shot a pilot for Aaron Spelling called Titans, and I think we got picked up. So.
Yeah, I understand that is going to fit. That's his new nighttime soap, right?
Yeah, I got cast on that.
Cool. What are you going to play on the show?
I play Monica Bastion. Now we just wait and see who's all kept on it.
Wow.
So we hope we stay on it. But yeah, I'm relatively new to the business.
Well, Aaron Spelling is certainly a good guy to get in tight with.
Yeah. Work is work, and I like to work.
Now, you were in the film Inspector Gadget, right?
Yes, I was.
What'd you do on that?
I did a blink and you miss it role, but it got me my SAG card. I did it right when I moved out here. But it was a nice experience, and I've learned a lot. I'm one of those people that, like, even when we're on break on the set, I sit and I watch everything, from the technicality of everything to the director to the producers. I like all of it. So.
I understand that in your spare time you do a lot of swimming and riding horses.
I love horseback riding. Love it. Swimming, I don't get to do it as much as I want because there's not access to a pool around here. But, yeah, I just like the outdoors. That would probably be a better way to put it. I love, anything. Hiking. I live right by a canyon over here. I go hiking. I have 2 dogs. I love taking them out for a run. Stuff like that. I just got back. When we wrapped the film, I always try and go out of town when I wrap something. And I went to my mother's in Alabama and went fishing and stuff like that.
So that's where you're from, Alabama, huh?
No, I'm from Texas, but
Texas.
I went to school in Alabama, at the University of Alabama.
Okay. So you've transplanted to California. You really don't have a Texas accent at all.
I know. Everyone always says that. You don't have any bit of an accent. My mother was an English teacher. I think that's probably it.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And, you know, studying, when you study theater and you go through I went through a pretty intense program, and you have to take several dialect classes and voice and diction classes, so.
See, at the University of Alabama, they prepared you well. You did a lot of theater projects there.
I did several.
Yeah, including Shakespeare. All of those are good.
That's my favorite. That's the first thing I ever did, and hopefully it will be the last.
Hopefully there won't be a last in sight.
Well, exactly. Oh, no. I'm talking years from
many,
now.
Many
moons. Decades from now.
Yeah, I think that you're going to break out. I think that Titans is going to be good for you.
Thank you.
I have a feeling. Everybody I interview on the show always goes on to bigger and better things.
Yay.
Like Neve Campbell, when I had her on, I remember saying to her that she should try movies, and she said, no, I don't think so. I said, if you try movies, you're going to be a big star.
And now she's huge.
You know, she won't talk to me anymore. But, you know.
So what's my prediction? What should I try?
I think you should stick with the TV for now.
Yeah.
And if Titans does well, then on a hiatus, take a very challenging role in a movie.
Yeah.
That'll expose you to many people.
You're awesome.
That's interesting. The choice you sometimes have to make is between a big blockbuster, maybe taking a small part, or a large part in an artistic film where you don't make any money, but there's a lot of rewards that otherwise are there. That's a big choice.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one you're going to go with.
Yeah.
If you ever have that opportunity, which one would you choose?
Oh, wow. I like TV a lot because it's immediate and because I can live in my home. Like film, when you do film, you're away forever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
true.
You know, 2-3 months. But I want to do film. You know, of course everyone does. But you know,
yeah.
I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, I'm not a TV actor. I want to be a film actor. I'm an actor, and I love stage. And if I can make the money that I make in TV and film doing stage, I'd do that.
Mm.
But I like a good role that I can really lose myself in. You know?
How about stage during hiatus?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good option, too, because it keeps you local wherever you want to go.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we wish you a lot of luck on the Different Strokes movie, which
Thank
is coming
you.
Up tomorrow night on Fox at 9 o'clock. And, of course, anything else you do, too, we'll keep in touch, and hopefully things will go well for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Take care, Elise.
You, too.
That's Elise Horn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.